Where do you focus? What does your view look like? When I'm driving up to my house, I observe it from the road. I see clutter and think of all the work still ahead of us. When I sit on the front deck of the same house, I look out at the horizon. It's a beautiful, relaxed view of an open field flanked by dense woods, a big sky, and the sounds of nature. It's the same house, but the view makes all the difference in my attitude. Our eyes move continuously, sending messages to our brains and hearts. Do you tend to focus at ground level, looking at all of the garbage that is collecting? Or have you learned to live above it? Our eyes, like the rest of our body, can be trained. You have the ability to lift your eyes to Jesus. When you do, He will lift you above the swirling garbage. You will be able to see beauty and find rest while the world around you is a cluttered mess. It's okay to ask to be taken out of the messiness. Jesus did. My Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Matthew 26:39. But oftentimes, the Lord needs you to continue to stand firm and be the light in the darkness. You can't be the light if you don't stay connected to the source. Not only does that connection cause the light to shine through you, it also rewards you with a beautiful view and teaches you how to say, as Jesus did, "Yet, not what I want, but what you want." Submit control to Father. Your view will become heavenly.